We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com. Thanks for listening as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
Amen. Would you all agree with me that it is tough to be a follower of Jesus at times? Would you all agree with me that it is tough to live in a dark world? This world that we live in is a dark world, and it's only getting darker. But let me share with you one of the darkest moments in history. It's a scripture. It's found in Mark chapter 15, verse 33. And I want to say thank you to Brother Riley, my son. You're doing a good job. You haven't made one mistake yet. But would you find that verse? It says Mark chapter 15, verse 33. Imagine how the disciples felt on Friday, or worse yet, on Saturday after Jesus was buried. It's difficult to deal with the trials of this dark world. And it may feel so dark like that Friday or Saturday in your life. But let's look at the dark before Jesus turned on the light and turned off the darkness. When we close tonight, we are going to light some candles to represent that we are the light and that Jesus has turned off the darkness. And the scripture says this: at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, something that meant, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of the insight that we get into Jesus, that's why the Bible is cool, because if you are going to just paint it the right way, you wouldn't include this in the Bible. But it was included that God became man and now is crying out to his Father, did this have to happen? Why did you forsake me? And I ask you today, have you been there? Are you there right now, Brady? You probably feel at some point, am I forsaken? Why have you forsaken me? Darkness was at its darkest at this moment. And I looked at what Jack Hayford said about this moment, and you can't prove this, but there's a number of things that might have made it dark. One being the creation itself worships God, right? And in this moment, it was ashamed of what man had done to Jesus. Maybe it was embarrassed and the light went off. Maybe it was because there was such a strong concentration, and this is biblical and this is theological, that there was such a strong concentration of sin at that moment on that cross, on that hill, on Calvary, that every sin that had been done on that earth at that time was on him. Every sin that would be done, no one is understanding at this point how God could take from all corners of eternity, almost a vacuum into himself, all of the sin of the world. But it says that he took it all upon him. Believe it or not, it is true. God took it all upon him for us once and for all as a perfect sacrifice. Maybe because of that it was so dark. Or maybe there was a convention of demons that had congregated at Calvary that moment. They were ready to celebrate. They thought they had won. And in God's profound sovereignty, used this situation, not only used it, but allowed the demons to think they were winning when they were actually losing in this moment, and they had joined together on this hill. Maybe that's why it was so dark. We don't know for sure. But regardless what caused such darkness, when Jesus died on that tree, hear me, and this is what this day is all about. Jesus conquered death once and for all. Jesus conquered sin once and for all. We need to remember that when we think, oh, the devil is winning in my life. Oh, he is so not winning. He is so already lost, because it was finished at the cross at that day. It was finished. Today, I want you to search your heart just for a moment and say, God, Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I say, if there is any sin in me, because of what you did on the cross, would you forgive me? And he will do that. You know that my Father, not my Father God, but my Father on this earth, the day he accepted Jesus into his heart and realized that forgiveness was at a Good Friday service when he was 12 years old. That is the reason I am here today, doing what I'm doing today, because I know Jesus because of that. If I look at every other uncle and almost every other uncle on that side of the family, none of them are serving Jesus. But one day, someone brought him to a church service on a Good Friday, and he asked Jesus into his heart. I don't know if you might be here today, and I try to look upon the room. It's a little dark, but if you are here and you've never done that, this is the perfect opportunity for you to give your heart to Jesus. There is no better decision that you could make, because Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says this. Are you listening? And I know this is a different way, maybe, of the way that I preach or the way that I teach, and this is, and sometimes people, you might lose attention, and I want you to you get your attention back here and you look at the scripture, because this is why you're here today. Listen, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says this. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. God took care of your death, your sin, your fear, your slavery, your addiction that day on the cross. And someone might ask at this point, as we are getting close to closing, would the worship team come forward? If God turned off the dark and broke the power of death, here's the million-dollar question. Why do I still feel pain on this earth? And I say it with passion, because I have felt, many of you have felt pain this week, and you're feeling pain for something, and more so, even sting, the sting of perhaps sickness, or the sting of death, or the sting of the enemy seeming to win in our lives. And let me explain it to you very simply. When you ask, why do I feel the sting? Why do I feel like it's still Saturday? I thought that Jesus came to bring life. 1 Corinthians 51 through 57, verse chapter 17. Do I have that one there? I don't. It's paraphrased. Let me read it to you. This is from the Message version. On a signal from that trumpet from heaven, everything temporary will be replaced by eternal. Did you hear me? The saying will come true. Oh, death swallowed by life. Oh, death, where is your sting now? Meaning this, the sting of death has been taken away from us, in the fact that one day, very soon, although it seems like forever, we will all be with Jesus. As we live on this earth, we live with hope, but we die with heaven. That's what is the reason that our sting is taken away, because we all will see heaven. And sometimes on this earth, we see a glimpse of that, but not fully. And because The sting of death is gone, meaning we believe in Jesus, we will go to heaven. It's true, that's great, but it may still hurt like hell when people around us go to heaven until that day that we all are there together. One day the darkness will be turned off forever, but until then we have a hope while we live on this earth of heaven. Temporary death may still be a reality because of our sin, but the cross got rid of eternal death once and for all. Would someone light a... Does everyone have a candle in the room? Would some, Nick, would you light a candle and bring it to me? And I want to just close with saying a couple of words about this. Thank you. Until we get to Sunday, I want you to do three things. Number one, remember, heaven is closer than we think. I'm not going to explain it, but heaven is closer than we think. It's even more real than this earth that we live on. The spiritual realm is more real than the physical, although all we see is physical. Number one, remember, heaven is closer than we think. Number two, the way to make it through your Saturday is to be at church on Sunday. Or what I mean by that is the way you make it through your Saturday is by the people around you. You got to have people around you that support you. As the Timbrook family has seen this week, there's been many people that have supported them. We need each other to get through to make it to Sunday. And then lastly, we must embrace the cross. The cross is real. It's not a figment of our imagination. And when we sing the song, I Have Decided, we say, the cross before me. Because when we put the cross before us, we face our fears head on. We will face whatever is our Saturday head on. We face our relationship problems head on. You may be here tonight and you're thinking, why did my life turn out the way it is? You don't run away from it. When you have the cross, you run towards it. Because at the cross, we find the power to get through it. Because at the cross, Jesus turned off the darkness forever. Maybe we don't see it fully on this earth, but he did it forever for us, that when we walk on this earth and people look at our lives, you are a light to them. And what I know, and you can start to play that song, what I know about darkness, just from science class, is that darkness... And Jared, would you turn off that, yeah, you're playing, huh? Would you turn off that light? Look at this little light of mine. I sang that song as a kid. This huge, gigantic room, and yes, there are some lights way in the back. But the definition of light is that, or the definition of when there is darkness, it's because there is no light. But where there is light, there can be no darkness. God could do it all by himself, but he has chosen to use every one of us. And I want you to bow your heads right now before we light these candles. And would you repeat a prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. Thank you for what you did on the cross. It may be Friday. It may be Saturday. But I know Sunday is coming. Thank you, Jesus, for being the light that is inside me. I declare on Good Friday that I will be the light to this world. And we will continue to turn off the darkness with the power of the light in us until you turn off the darkness forever. They're going to sing a song, and you just stay seated. If you want to sing, you can sing. If you just want to listen, you can listen. But we're going to go ahead and light these. And this is a school. And I know that there is some room between the rows. But watch how fast these light. And as they light, I want you to be very careful to keep the wax on the paper as best as you can. But watch how fast they light.
You gave me
go ahead and light.
You made me whole at the cross. You took my place. You showed me grace at the cross, where you died for me. And his glory appears like the light from the sun. And age to age he shines. Oh, look to the skies. Hear the angels cry, singing holy is the place. You show me grace at the cross, where you died for me. And his glory appears like the light from the sun. And age to age, he shines. Oh, look to the skies. Hear the angels cry, singing, holy is the
Not a better sight. I wish I could take a picture, but I got my microphone in this hand and my candle in this hand. But what you see around this room is exactly the power that we have in Jesus. In this dark world that we live in right now, our light shines and breaks and kills and destroys the darkness. Not because we're so great, but why is it? Because the same Spirit that lives in Christ, that brought him out of death into life, dwells inside of all of you, dwells inside of all of us. We underestimate, and it's not just like a sweet kind of religious moment when we hold these candles. I want you to know this is real. You underestimate yourself when you say, well, I can't do it. I can't get through my Saturday. I can't help anyone else get through their Friday. I just might as well go lock myself in a room like the disciples because I can't do it. You underestimate because you already have living in you the Spirit of God, that same Spirit, because Jesus broke the power and then gave you the authority on this earth to declare to the darkness you have no place. You have no place. And I encourage you tonight as you leave this place, as we blow out these candles, to not live in defeat, but live obviously in victory, because the enemy has no place in your life, and Jesus has plans to use you to be a light to somebody else. Amen. I don't want to do it, but we have to blow out our candles. And I know that my mom used to tell me, blow out your candle. And I would say, I want to wait. But this doesn't mean the light is off. Peter, would you get that light back there? It means the light is inside our heart. Would you stand? Would you bow your heads? You're here in this place. I gave you the opportunity at the beginning to be thinking, maybe this is me. I need to give Jesus my life. You know, we all have the power that came from the cross, but we don't have the power unless we ask Jesus to be Lord of our lives. We don't ask for it for the power, but we ask for it because we're all sinful. And with your eyes closed and your heads bowed, if you're here tonight, there's not a better time as we close this service to give your heart to Jesus or rededicate yourself to him. Maybe you walked away from him. Tonight, receive his forgiveness. If you're here today and you want to do that, you could do it in the privacy of your home, in the quiet of your heart. But Jesus says, you acknowledge me before men, and I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. If you are here, no one's looking, just me, just raise your hand up and say, yeah, that's me. I need that tonight. Amen. Is that you? Amen. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. No, don't be shy. Amen. You need him. Would you close our service this way? Anyone else? I guess 1 second. Raise it up. Need to rededicate your life to Jesus tonight on Good Friday. Amen, amen. Would you say this prayer? Come on up, my sister, Pastor Anna Faith. Would you come up, close us? Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Thank you for the cross. I have decided to follow you. No turning back.
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.